but the hospital
from
spokeswoman,
London,
Catherine
BBC
Munchie,
Caribbean
said Watson
Report.
Was continuing to struggle for his life. The medical staff...
A compromise in the offing between government and opposition
stable.
Over Guyana's controversial voters
today.
List.
But now
the Jamaican dollar loses
so
more ground on the first day of the country's liberalized foreign exchange system, and Dominica
today,
says it's not yet ready to support Cuba in its bid to end the U.S. trade embargo.
Venezuela joins Trinidad and Tobago in calling for an end to the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba, and Barbados manufacturers call off a shutdown of the sector. That's how we end Caribbean Report
let's hope
today.
It's gone for the night.
Join us
anyway,
tomorrow.
Adrian, thank you
this
very
is
much
Mike
indeed.
Jarvis
Adrian,
saying goodbye from London.
Live from Bucharest. While today, parliamentarians were still hoping for a new
You're
and this
listening
time a
to BBC
government,
World
which
Service.
Would include the opposition as well as the National Salvation Front. But for the moment, it seems, they still have the old one. Prime Minister Petru Roman is still at his post, at least for the time being. Yesterday, there were reports that he'd resigned. So what's the truth? He confirmed to Tim Cabral earlier today that he was still in power.
From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
From Guyana, news that up to 120,000 potential voters could be disenfranchised if the current roll is used in upcoming elections. The Barbados private sector gets a lowdown from representatives of the International Monetary Fund, and former West Indies captain Clive Lloyd says, let South Africa play in the World Cup. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.